And we are back with another episode of Everything But Football. Bill Voth along with
KK. And we got a new guest,
Super Mario.
Super Mario. Have you always, so that's obviously defensive end Mario Addison. Have you always been nicknamed that?
I got the name Super Mario from when I was in high school. I was a quarterback my junior year. I scored 5 touchdowns in a 2-point conversion, you know, to seal the game. So I scored all the touchdowns.
You were a quarterback?
Game. Yes.
Did you ever throw?
I did, but I was, you know, faster than my receivers and taller than my receivers and bigger than my O-line, so.
It was a said hit, take off.
2 seconds, then take off.
You guys are always throwing the ball before games, right? Which defensive
– we don't talk about football.
Which defensive lineman – okay, this isn't really football because this isn't anything you do, really. Which defensive lineman
it's
has the best
football,
arm?
It's a football, Bill.
Which defensive lineman has the best arm?
It is a football in the hand is what we don't stop to be talking about. Which I'm not answering that question.
Well, Bill,
it's everything but football, Mario.
Sorry, Bill, I can't answer
okay,
that
if you guys were throwing a baseball, who would have the best arm?
Throwing a baseball?
Yeah.
KK.
Really?
Yes, but I'd be the best catcher.
Have you ever played baseball?
I'm an athlete. No, I never played baseball. You know, that was one sport I wanted to play. Let me give you the reason behind I never played it. Because I was always a big kid growing up, and I know in high school, we never ordered jerseys. We had to use, like, the hand-me-downs. And I didn't feel like I was, like, could fit in any jersey. So I just kept that embarrassment to myself.
So, okay, let me get this straight. So the only reason you're playing football is so you could get out of a test, a running test. No, right?
A condition test for basketball.
Exactly. So that's why you're playing football. And the only reason you might not be playing baseball right now, like Major League Baseball, is because you didn't know if you could fit the jersey.
I didn't know if I could fit the uniform.
Man.
Crazy,
what could have happened, huh?
What could have happened? I could have been a big poppy out there.
Where'd you get the name Mario from? Probably from your mom, but.
Nah, I think my granddad gave it to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I was the only one he came to the hospital to see out of all his grandkids. So that's why I was his favorite.
It's dope.
It's a cool name.
It is pretty cool.
Where you from?
I'm from one of the biggest cities in the world. It's down south, Birmingham, Alabama.
Biggest cities down south?
Yeah, it's pretty huge, man. It's like 5 Charlottes.
That's deep. I've never been to Birmingham. Is that a place I should visit?
You should. It's really good food down there. You ever heard of Dreamland?
I haven't.
It's good barbecue.
How people think Spartanburg is hot?
Yeah.
That's nothing compared to Birmingham.
Birmingham gets probably just a little hotter.
Just a little bit? Yeah. A little bit more humid?
Just a little more.
One of my favorite stories, KK, since I've been covering this team, is his story when he went to, what was it, Puerto Rico a couple years ago?
Yeah.
On the jet skis. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Can you share it?
It's pretty long. We only have like 5 more minutes on the podcast. I'll give you a little.
Just quickly. All right.
Down. Okay.
Long story short.
All right. Basically, this story in a nutshell. I don't know how to swim, period. So without a life jacket, I would drown and I would die. So I was in Puerto Rico, and I got on a jet ski. I ride them, you know what I'm saying, all the time. But this young lady that I didn't know wanted to ride with me, so I got a 2-seater. And I asked her before we got in the water, do she not swim? She said no. And I'm like, okay, me either. And I said, she still want to ride? She said, yeah. So we went deep in the water in Puerto Rico, and we was going to turn around, and a wave kind of caught the jet ski while it was sideways in the jet ski was about to tip over, but she already had fell in the water. Then she pulled me in the water too. So while I was falling in the water, she was already in the water. So, and I know if you relax, you will float back up. So while I would come back up, she started grabbing me and started panicking and stuff. You know, we finally got to the top, and I could have had a heart attack,
or
before I fell in the water,
or she could have drowned you,
or she could have drowned me, yeah.
Right. And then what happened? Did she want to ride back or something like that, right?
Well, we both couldn't swim, so we got up, and, you know, the wave still hit us in the face. I didn't swallow a whole lot of salt water. But I look across, you know, the jet ski is probably like, 25 yards away from us because it kind of floated a little. So I'm like, I looked at her. She looked at me. I'm like, you going to go get it or what? So, good thing somebody was trailing us a little, and dude came helping. And I ain't want to ride. I haven't rode a jet ski ever since. It's been like 3 years.
Mario, since I know you, man, you're very big on cars and, you know, and dirt bikes and four-wheelers. Like when you go home back to Birmingham, like, is that one of the things that you, like, you try to find, like, different cars to, like, your old schools to fix up and stuff like that? Like, what made you get into it?
Well, I was growing up, you know, like I said, I grew up in Birmingham in a community called Vice Hill. It's kind of like considered, you know, quote unquote, the hood. And all the older guys always had old school cars. You know, they really didn't fix up new school. They didn't, I don't know, they had the money to fix up a new or even get a new school. So they was always big in, you know, doing old school cars. So I kind of like, you know, wanted to do that when I growed up. And once I got a little money, then I started, you know, messing around with a little of this, a little of that. Next thing I know, it became a habit, so a hobby, so to say. And it took off from there. I like four-wheelers, you know, and dirt bikes, because when I was growing up, I didn't, you know, have access to those things. So it's like I'm reliving my childhood now.
You're a big kid.
All over again.
Which one you enjoy the most? Like, you put, like, you go home and you just look at him like, it's my baby right there.
My all-white Monte Carlos.
Talking about the one with the orange seats?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it.
That boy, nice. You seen the bill?
It's nice, yeah. I mean, you know whose car it is when you see it. Yeah.
When you crank it, it makes a lot of noise. You can build a ride in it.
I don't know.
Bill, you can't put your seatbelt on either.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take it for a ride.
All right, fair enough. How long, could you grow a beard as long as him?
Nah, this is like 8 years right here, and I'm not even close.
How long does that take you? Because Mario's got a great beard.
If I cut it off and regrow it, it'll take probably maybe 2 months to get back beard. Yeah.
When's the last time you've been fully shaven?
2010. 2009 to the beginning of 10 when I played.
Yeah. I saw pictures though. I saw one of his.
I'm going to look that up.
Profile pictures and stuff. And
oh, you can Google it? Maybe you can. Yeah, I want to Google that.
He's big time. Google it.
Yeah.
Okay, KK. Let me learn a little about you, brother.
Turn the tables.
KK, you a smooth guy. You real smooth. I've always been smooth since I met you. You know. What you like to do off the field, man, when you back home? When you do go back home to East
Chicago?
Go back to
Indiana?
Yeah.
I think now I'm in a position where I can get out a little more to, you know, to help around. So when I do go back, I don't go back often. I usually do, like, out the year probably about 3 times. And when I do go back, it's always for a purpose of what I'm going back for. I either go, like, to the high school and just to be around the kids. Either I go back to my college or, I mean, just being around my family, period. And when I do go back home, man, I'm just chilling. If I don't really have anything to do, I'm around my family and my mom, who's still back in East Chicago. And it really depends on the weather. East Chicago weather, Indiana weather is very tricky. But, you know, we just do barbecue or something like that and, you know, just have a couple people over and just play pool in the garage.
And just chill.
Just chill. Just relax.
I feel that. I feel
what
that.
Do you do back in Birmingham? Would you say it's the fifth largest city or something like that?
Five Charlottes.
The third. Lord, he's sitting in the world.
So he says stuff like this. He said something at training camp this year, right? He gets up to the mic and starts talking about his brothers and all this other stuff. And people thought he had, like, this huge – people were writing that he had this huge family.
All the reporters just look at their mic. I mean, they recorders and just press record, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
No, they get – I'm similar to KK, but I go home a little more. And during the off-season, I stay at home because I got a crib there. But when I go home, I like to, you know – definitely ride my dirt bikes and four-wheelers, but mainly I chill or I plan like a couple of trips to, you know, have a little fun during the off-season. And I do a lot of things around the community too, especially the community I grew up in. You know, I always, you know, give back. I mainly give back, give. I just had a nice turkey drive.
Yep.
I gave away a little over 350 turkeys to the families, and it was nice. You know, it was good to see, you know, see some of the faces that I grew up with and some of the parents, you know, that fed me when I was young. And, you know, it was just all around good things. I got a tour drive coming up here in a few weeks down in Birmingham. And, you know, I always throw a youth camp during the summer while I'm there. So, you know, it's a lot of things. Birmingham keep me busy.
Are there times you ever think in, like, you're doing these things and you're like, man, I can't believe, like, I'm able to do this right now?
Yeah. Especially where I come from, man. Because, you know, it's a whole lot of guys that grew up with me that was even maybe better than me or even, like, the same. And I made it out because of my mentality. You know, I want it better. And, those guys was good. They just had the wrong mentality to make it out. And to be able to go back and, you know what I'm saying, give back, it means a lot.
We all have that, you know, at that time, a point in our life where we know we got to adjust to, you know, adapt to the situation that we're in. And being from, Mobile, being from Birmingham, it's a pretty tough, you know, when you hear about it, you know, like First 48 and all that, like, what age or what stage was you at in a point of life where you knew that I can't be here for long or something would happen and stuff like that?
In school, when I was growing up, I always was, you know, respectful to teachers, but I was a little rough, you know, on the other end, you know, I was considered, you know, bad because I hung with like different guys that was bad and I was right along with them doing like bad things, but I always did good in school. But it was right around I say freshman year. I started turning around in middle school, like the end of middle school, eighth grade going into ninth grade. And ninth grade, you know, coaches was really talking to me. You know, I had like different influence. You know, it wasn't always like my parents. I had like coaches and other people that influenced me outside of sports. But my coach tell me, man, look, man, if you do your thing, you know, you can get a full scholarship, man, to college, man. Like you really that good. You know, at the time I didn't really like pay attention to what he was saying, but then it started, you know, clicking like, wow, like I am, you know, pretty decent, you know, and I may be able to, you know, play some college ball. You know, I really didn't. When I first heard, I didn't care. You know, I just didn't care for it. But then probably like, I'd say my sophomore year in high school, I really just buckled down and just try to do everything right, changed the way I thought about sports and just start hanging with a whole nother group of people. And it worked out for me.
I was talking to Mario last week about, you know, what made him choose Troy. Mm-hmm. And he told me something that was real funny about the college. Like, I was like, well, why didn't you? He said he had an offer from LSU. Mm-hmm. I was like, why didn't you go there?
Auburn.
I was like, why didn't you go there? What'd you tell me?
Because I was an Alabama fan growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think when we hear you went to Troy, okay, you were just a small school guy. But you could have went to Auburn?
Yeah.
But he was in funny, Alabama, right? So you just hated him. You couldn't do it.
It was rough, man. It was rough. Couldn't do it, man.
So how much pride committed are you taking? Because not everyone gets to go to the bigger schools like Purdue, right? How much pride do you take in representing Troy in the NFL?
I love it, man. And guys, they hear Troy and be like, oh, it's a small school. But in actuality, it's a good school. It's a real good school. You know, we done had some good athletes come through there, you know, that done paved the way for me. And now I get to, you know, write history and paved the way for other young guys. So it's a pretty good school. And I wear it, man. I wear it with pride.
We're with pride. You see it on his shoes.
The shoes and everything like that. And they beat LSU this year.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot about that, Bill.
Yeah. See, I'm sure you didn't tell Trey Turner anything about that.
Oh, man, I think they heard it before I did. Yeah.
You want to ask him to finish up?
Yeah. So, Mario, me and Bill, man, we like to, you know, pick a brain at the end of the show, end of the podcast, where what motivates you, like what slogan motivates you or, you know, saying that keeps you going and keep you focused and keep you in a positive note to do better in life?
For me, it's real easy, man. Hard work pays off. And that makes me go hard every time I'm in a position to go hard, because I know if I go hard, it'll pay off.
There you have it, Super Mario.
That's right. That's how you got one of those white Monte Carlos with the orange seats.
That's right.
I think I might go take a ride, and then I'm going to find out who has the best arm.
Zoom, zoom.
Thanks, Mario.
No problem, bro.
Appreciate that, sir.
Thanks, KK. Talk to y'all next time.